Hi, so before we start, quickly, so I'm John Fred, I'm a Wikidata volunteer.
Hi, I'm Anvil, and I'm also a Wikidata volunteer.
And I'm Tracy, and I get paid to volunteer for Wikidata, but I'm also enthusiastic to be here today, and I work for a research project.
All right, thanks for coming to our presentation. Some of all video games are wrote to make Wikidata the hub of all video game metadata. So first off, why should we even care about video games? Like, on there's just like kids playing Fortnite or something at night. So video games have been here for a long time, like since the 70s or 60s or 40s, like depends what you ask. You can check Wikipedia's extensive coverage of what is even a game. It's a major cultural industry. More than 2.5 billion people play in the world. And we estimate that at the very least 100,000 to 200,000 video games have been published in that time. And that's not counting games published on the Play Store, then you go to the millions, which is like not that much when you're on Wikidata. So little overview of the current state of video games on Wikidata. These numbers are also on our poster in the ground floor, so you can also have it there. So we have video games or the Q7889, and we have 38,000 of them. Which is not that much, considering that there are at least 200,000, as I mentioned. We also have expansion packs, DLCs, and compilations, but we also have, for example, game controllers. We have a lot of game consoles, 700, that's a lot. We have an extensive ontology of video games genres, that's pretty cool, 200 of them, and we got started also a bit on magazines, so also maybe video games could be a satellite event for Wikisite, I don't know. But what about outside of Wikidata? There are a lot of databases out there about video games. You may have heard about like some very big ones like Mobi Games or IGDB. There are also a lot of very special interest databases, so databases that only cover certain types. So the visual novel database only has about this kind of niche genre that is a visual novel. Or you have databases that are only about games published on the Commodore 64 and so on. But you also have government agencies and commercial players. Government agencies include, for example, the rating agencies, the one that puts the little labels, not good for your kids under 16. And the problem in all that, there is no common identifier around all these databases that binds them together. There is no cross-linking, or at least very little. Some database might link to their neighboring slash friends database, like the Amiga database, talk to each other a little bit, but you won't have one easy way of saying all that. So they have different data coverage and specialization, and that often comes also with conceptual differences. A database might consider a game is a work, if you're like into the FRBR model, or that might be an edition, or that might be the particular console version. So there is a lot of granularity in there. And that's important in terms of coverage because some database, for example, Mobi Games has a lot of information about a lot of things, but it doesn't have a lot of information about the games that were published on the early French computers like the Oric or the Thomson TOMO series. You will find that into more French databases. And yeah, if you go into Eastern video games like China or Japan, it's not very well covered in Western databases. Enter Wiki Project Video Games. We didn't make that one, actually. so it lives at that address, and there are a lot of subpages. And we're going to go through a little bit of what this project is made of. As often, we'll separate that in what's old and what's new and what's borrowed and what's blue. So as old, we have, like a lot of wiki projects, we have an ontology description with all the properties. So there are currently 64 properties, mostly for games, but also about series or hardware. And we have a fairly extensive, I think, separation. So you have things about the staff, but also about the narrative universe or about the gameplay, like how many players there are. So you can explore this. It's kind of very exciting. We also have example queries. If we have time at the end, we might show off some, but you can just explore them yourself.
We also have something new because those things don't usually exist on other wiki projects on Wikidata. For example, we have an activity log. You can see it here. On this activity log, we track the activity of the project. So we, when we publish a blog post or some an article somewhere, we add it here. When we create a new identifier property or any property related to video games, we also add it here. We also have achievements, like on January we had the completion of an entire external identifier. Another thing that we do is we have a task list. The task list can be used by newcomers to the project to do things in the project. It can be patrolling, so we give them insight to where go, where patrolling and how to do that. It's also where we lack data and how they can help, so they, and so on. We also have something borrowed. We have a lot of pages of statistics, reports, a lot, yeah. We also have an external identifiers dashboard, you can see it here, where we track, I don't know if you say it, but we have more than 100 external identifiers for video games, so this is huge, huge. And here we can see for each identifier the topic and also the completion of the identifier.
So some of these things we borrowed from the some of our paintings, and other things that became more blue. So the integrality tool that was made initially for some of our paintings, I extended it for video games, and then I might as well have done it for everybody. So yeah, one day we'll get all of these. So this is the core properties, the genre, developer, publisher, along video game systems, so Windows, PlayStation consoles, and so on. So as you can see, we have a lot of work to do for even like the very basic core properties. So yeah, one day all of that will be blue. What have we been doing? Things that we've been doing a lot has been creating identifier with all these external databases and aligning them. So Envel mentioned, we have created over 100 external identifier properties that covers very big databases and very tiny ones. We've been using the mix and match tool extensively for matching, and sometimes we've been using things a bit more advanced that Envel will detail in a moment. Yeah, so 100 external identifier properties created in roughly a year to 2 years, and over 60 mix and match catalogs. And I started tracking how many Q7889 items didn't have any identifiers. And 5 months ago, it was 15,000. And today, we're down to 9,600, which is very much thanks to the teaching assistant of Tracy. So still 9,000 to go, but getting there.
We need to import a lot of data to complete those identifiers. The first tool to do that is the Wikidata website. I think it's important to say it because it's where we can fix the small problems or so on. But we also have dedicated tools to do that on Wikidata. There is Mix and Match and its gadget. The Mix and Match gadget is a gadget that you can add to your account in Wikidata, and it adds all identifiers found by Mix and Match to an item, and you can easily add several IDs in a row. All other tools, there is Quick Statement, of course, but you also can use more general tools like OpenRefine, Dataiku, Data Science Studio, etc. The point is, it's very important for this project, and I think for all projects in Wikidata, to have an healthy ecosystem of tools that works. That's it. I see two examples of imports. The first one is connecting PC gaming Wiki and Wikidata, it was made by a volunteer. He made his own program in Ruby, so that's an example. The second one is linking the OLAC video game vocabulary with Wikidata. It was made using OpenRefine and MissingMatch, and I think Tracy can could talk more about this one. And I have a third example, which is one I made. I matched the catalog of BNF, so it's a bibliothèque, a French National Library, with Wikidata. So they have about 4,000 entries about video games in their catalog, and I matched half of them to Wikidata. So for that, I made a project in Dataiku, Data Science Studio. You can see the workflow on the here. I will not detail it, but if you have questions, feel free to ask. I also developed a Dataiku plugin to do it, to facilitate Sparkle querying, because it's not included in the tool. One cool thing that happened after this one is that the BNF contacted me about this project, so it was very cool to have feedback and that the contact was established. So another topic, the link. So we want Wikidata to be the linking hub for video games. As you can see here, a video game is, and as Jean-Fred said, a video game is about a lot of things. We have reviews and scores, speedruns, news, library IDs, soundtrack, etc. We don't want all this data to be in Wikidata. We want this data to be linked to Wikidata. So we want Wikidata to be a hub. And like Lydia said yesterday, we want to see Wikidata as a place you come and then you go on another place. So I think that's it.
Yeah.
And as you can see by the links, video games has a really lot of aspects to research, and video games are really complex cultural artifacts. There are ports, there are add-ons, there are remasters, re-releases, mods, updates, downloadable content, and so on and so forth. Plenty of remakes and or remaster editions are separate items at this stage in Wikidata, but not necessarily. Additionally, remakes are not often linked to the original work using the property based on. And perhaps we should create an entity schema for the video games, but we are still in the process to get a discussion started for the data model of video games. Mostly we have one item, what we typically recognize as the game. When we say we played the same game, so it's like a Mario Kart 6, even if we played it on different platforms. So, example, on Switch or on Wii U or something else. The wiki data item for a game aggregate characteristics which are shared among different versions and or editions. This makes linking not easy because many databases describe games on different levels, as Jean-Frédéric mentioned. For instance, some have one database entry for each edition, and this results in more than one identifier for each video game item. And so the use of specific qualifiers is needed. We have some discussion thinking about the creation of different editions items for editions or releases, as this is good practice for literature, but the Ferber model, which is used for books, seems not useful for everyone. This is also an ongoing discussion with the video game research community about the best data model for video games. And speaking about video game research and the research community, there is an active video game research community with a growing interest in data about games. Sadly, there are no national libraries for video games which had a comprehensive data set with authority data about video games. Yes, the BNF with 4,000 video games, but there's still more outside. That means researchers rely on data on video game fan databases, but as we know, there are so many with so different deep and breadth. And what makes it even harder, the data is, yes, not open. And so could be Wikidata a source for video game research? Yes. I work for the research project Digger, and we have decided to work with Wikidata for our video game research. And we not only use the data which is already there, we create data about video games and companies by hand or automatically in Wikidata. Additionally, we have created about 20,000 links to Mobi games, Game FAQs, and the Japanese Media Art Database. We also initiated the alignment with the OLAC video game genre vocabulary. So video game research colleagues in Japan are also experimenting with Wikidata to use it as a work authority for video games. So our research focus a lot of spatial data about video game companies and where video games have been released all over the world. So we use data for video game databases like Mobi Games and Wikidata to create some analyses like this. We call it Lemon Grab, the tool, and the researcher can select one or more platforms and one or more release countries, and he will get an overview about which companies are big players. In this case, the number of published or developed video games for this combination. Additionally, they can see which country is strongly represented by these companies. Or we use Wikidata Query Service directly to create maps of companies within the video game industry. So at this date, I think about there are 5,000 video game companies already in Wikidata, which one we have created half of them, I think. So in conclusion, after 2 years of working with Wikidata for our research, we are very pleased, especially with the cooperation with the volunteers of the video game task. Thank you for that. And we think Wikidata can be the one-stop shop for video game research because it already aggregates so many links to very specialized sites, and it is not realistic that we put all the data into Wikidata.
Thank you. At the same time, we want to be useful for the researchers, but we also want to stay or to become, however you want it, useful to the Wikipedias. Right now, some Wikipedias are using the data from Wikipedia for their info boxes. So if tomorrow we just revamp the entire data model in a way that they can't use it anymore, doesn't sound like a great idea. So we try not to do that. I think we want to be enhancing other databases, and that's something that's already started. So if you go to the Visual Novel Database right now, vndb.org, following actually a research workshop that we did with the nice Digger folks, we could meet with the database, and they were interested enough with all the linkage that we made that they could harvest more links about the entity that they talk about. So like, well, okay, thanks to Wikidata, we also retrieved reviews or speedruns or store where you can buy these games. So we're already being useful. So that was a fine example, but we also, this German research agency started the Internationale Computer Spiel Sammlung, which is online, which has all the data about the German video games that they have, what they have in their collections. And they've been using Wikidata to enrich the data, at least for labels, so they have alternate titles. So that was also pretty cool. We also like I think Wikidata can be the backend for powering applications. So an example that already exists is Vegelis.co, and in some ways a bit, little bit similar to what Inventaire.io does for books, Vegelis.co does it for video games. So you can, it's an app where you can record the games you've played, how you spend, and your favorites. And I just really like the fact that it's built on top of Wikidata. It's pretty cool. So yeah, and maybe one day we can just like connect all these things together and harvest a Sparkle to query data, and it really doesn't matter where it is, and say, yeah, data is not the database, and that will be fine. Yeah, thank you very much, and we'll take questions.
We just have 5 minutes for questions.
Hello, I really love your project, and when I want to contribute, where should I go?
So there was a short URL in there, and as Enval mentioned, there is there are tabs at the top with the link to the Sparkle queries and so on, and there is a tasks, which is like a couple of suggestions of where to get started, but it's not mandatory. You can work on whatever you want, obviously, but yeah, that's a nice place. And if you have a project, you can also bring it to the talk page. It's not a very lively talk page, like a lot of Wikidata project talk page in many ways, but at least I will read and answer, so that's a start. Do you already have something in mind, or we can talk after this if you have something in mind? Hi, Lizzie.
Hi there. So I work with a group from University of Copenhagen and University of Washington who are working on an initiative called Atari Women, recognizing all the women who've been involved through the years with the Atari game system. And so I'm wondering if, I believe that your wiki project covers the developers, the designers and such, but obviously it crosses into the biography kind of part of our world. And so how does that work? Like, is there someone who's more specialized in that area who these folks at these two universities could, you know, connect with, or thoughts?
I don't think there will be somebody in particular. My impression of the contributors to the project is that they are fairly eclectic, and sometimes people specialize on a very specific niche topic. In that case, I don't think so. So I'll be happy to take the call. So to answer the question, yes, I would definitely be in scope of our project. And in that period particularly, I don't think we want to turn, like, because these days video games are made by like 1,000 people, and do we want to create item about every single person? It's like the credit rolls of a movie, right? So in modern times, I don't know if we want to be that database, the ultimate database of game credits. But for the Atari early days, oh, definitely, I would love to see the data set, because yeah, it's a lot of dudes in common knowledge of. Yes, please.
Any other questions? Okay, so there.
Sir.
In the back.
Sir. Just in front of you.
Ah, okay. Do you collaborate with the Internet Archive? Because there's not a month going by that Jason Scott doesn't post his rescued 170,000 old DOS games or stuff like that.
We don't. So there are Internet Archive's identifiers on some game items, which is a bit weird because usually on the Internet Archive it's going to be a particular release of the game. Again, on the difference. So last time I checked, for example, there were 4 or 5 Prince of Persia on the Internet Archive because they have the Apple II version and the DOS version and so on. So not explicitly. And in general, I think we probably want to make some connections in more general with the video game preservation scene. There is a quite lively organization that work hard on video game preservation, and I think Wikidata can be a useful resource for them, because they don't have to manage the metadata, and they can focus on managing all the things. Do you have something to add to that?
No.
Okay. Hi, perhaps?
I have the same question.
Perfect.
There was one more question back here. Probably I hallucinated. Sorry.
For 1 minute, we can show a query. Or not.
You have 30 seconds.
Will the query service survive this?
Yeah, it looks like the
Do we have links in the PDF, actually? Tic-tac.
Well, I...
Queries.
There is still time. I have a question.
Yes, please.
During your presentation, did you notice that some of the identifiers have more than 100% completion?
Yeah, it's because the examples, so there are two reasons. One of the usage for example itself, because they're used on the as examples, and also sometimes because they are broad matches. So if it's something that is a bit... that's in one of my favorite, if I can scroll it. It's the characters of the Mario franchise linked to their games. So you can find like Wario and Princess Peach and so on. And my favorite is if you look somewhere, yes, because there is Mario somewhere here and there is Dr. Mario. And if you look at the item, it's said to be the same as because Mario Plumber and Mario Physician might be two different people. We don't really know.
Thank you very much for this presentation.